Audio is on.
YouTube is on.
All right, thank you.
Good afternoon, Nicole. The time is 12:32. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Speaker Pratt. Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Okay, we have a quorum. Is he showing on the screen?
Yes, ma'am. He is showing on the screen, but...
Yeah, I do see him on the screen. Okay, well, I guess hopefully he'll let us know when he's on. All right, next is the executive message from Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear. Good afternoon, Chief.
Good afternoon, Speaker and members of the Osage Congress. I looked at the agenda last night when I received it, had a good conversation with Speaker. So my statement here will be brief. On your agenda, I see, of course, as you all do, there are showing five pieces of legislation. The first one, ONCA 2203, I just wanted to comment. You may remember from the last session, we have been seeking grant monies over and above the ARPA funding formula. First payment was $108 million. The second was $29.2 million. Separate from that, our self-governance office, housing, and grants people have been applying for funds, and these are part of those funds. These 2203 are self-governance funds, which range a wide range of uses, including housing. ONCA 2204, the Wajaji Health Center funding for out of the ARPA funds, as you all do recall, it's $7,294,000. Very important to continue the really good work that they're doing on the pandemic response and preparation and tracking of and vaccinations. So I know we're all really proud of what the health system has been doing and the board over there. And I'm looking forward to the eventual passage of the proposed law where the board can be independent with its own tax ID number and can fund separately the new Wajaji health system. Of course, that is separate from the proposed outdoor health facility, but having both of them in the same place is our goal. Nevertheless, we can cover that later. ONCA 2205, which is new, is $150,000. Congresswoman Stabler has sponsored this for the purchase and installation of natural gas generators for each of the three villages. And I think that is just an excellent idea. I know we have these backup generators over at the Bird Creek, the Harvest Land, and we have them here. And I just think that's a great idea. So we fully support it. ONCA 2206, the $4 million for the Assisted Living Center. Just wanted to point out that the Health Board is still conducting its assessments for need, market studies, et cetera. That's complex, hard work, and they're doing a good job on that. The reason I'm mentioning that is that I do not want anyone to be misled that we're thinking the $4 million should the Congress pass this law, 2206, the $4 million there. I hope you do pass it, and the $4 million from the last session, totaling $8 million, is what we are saying the cost is. We are not saying that. We are saying that setting aside this $8 million is a wise move. We're all aware of the cost skyrocketing for construction. We have to monitor those activities best we can, but we've decided not to stop. Keep going forward. You can see the construction out at Wake and Iron Hall in Pawhuska. You can see Fairfax Housing. You can see the Pawhuska Senior Housing. We believe we should move forward, and we're doing that. But the Assisted Living Center, we cannot tell you today what that total cost is. But we do ask that you approve this, and we can have that set aside. And as the Health Board proceeds and providing more information, we will know and come back to the Congress for our reports and requests for funding, whatever that may be. And then the last one on this agenda that we've seen is the act to amend another act to appropriate $92,000 to the Elder Nutrition Programs in ARPA, sponsored by Congressman Potts. I fully support this. We do have another bill coming that is going to be sponsored to remedy the shortfall of two employee spots that exist in the nutrition program. That funding is coming separately, but I think this funding for an additional employee spots is really welcome. And so we fully support Congressman Potts' bill and the other bill, which I think is going to be sponsored by Congresswoman Lena. So, yeah, we believe we should really beef up the elderly nutrition Title VI. I know some of you have commented on the shortage of employees and then the need for volunteers. We would love to see this Congress fully fund these programs. And the other legislation I was told by the speaker is really too numerous to go through here today in this opening statement. We are not quite sure in what order the Congress will take these legislations up. I have, because of that, I've asked the Director of Operations and the staff to get me more involved than normal on who will be saying what, because we certainly don't want to send people over there with an answer of, I don't know, or I have to get back to you on that. You know, I mean, that happens anyway, but I want to keep that at a minimum. I want to see what the request is from the committees for people to come visit and present. And I want to see what the subject matter is. And then I'm going to ask the staff, what is that knowledge or experience you're going to convey? I need to hear it. Let's talk about it. And if you don't know, Casey, we'll have to inform the committee chair that we're going to have to define the needs of the committee better than broad sweeping request. We would need your requests to be focused so we can get to those vital pieces of information and provide them to you as needed. But broad sweeping request has people going all over for material that is never used. So we have a lot of work to do. We need to get focused. We need to stay within some order, and we'll do our best to help the Congress understand why these funds should be appropriated. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Next is the legislative message, and let's keep it short so we can move on to the committee meeting here in a little bit. We'll have our committee meetings. I've got to move through the agenda to get these additional bills assigned. I am just hoping that we can communicate the best that we can, because I am trying to understand exactly from the executive branch where the confusion is at this time, but we will work through that. We're often told, like, well, don't tell us how to tell you how to do things. And so I think that, you know, that being said, you know, the members of Congress are going to ask for the information that they ask for. And if the task force and the executive branch personnel have been working on all this, then the information should be available, all the information that there is, and be readily available to give to the members of Congress when they ask for it. But like Chief said, we will get there. But I hope that there's not any, hold up, or, you know, because all that's unnecessary. We're just trying to get through this. We have this. This is kind of follow up a lot of it from the conversation that we already had on a Friday evening a couple of months ago in the previous ARPA special session. And I think that we did a good job of communicating at that time and talking about where we were headed. And when the next distribution comes in, we would continue upon that. And so, but in the meantime, there has been grants come over from the executive branch, because we are appropriating, you know, the federal dollars now. So that's okay. We're going to continue to do that. And so they're going to continue to bring budgets over. And that's something that we were prepared for and that we'll work through. But for this to be a smooth process, you know, I hope that executive branch personnel will be available and be willing to work with us. And that's all we ask for, you know, on a regular basis. I think there was good communication, working, together and trying to understand the grants, because that's the bulk of, you know, the work, because a lot of this ARPA dollars and the bigger items, you know, for instance, the assisted living, we already had those conversations. And I know that the executive branch might not have remembered that, but we did have that conversation on there would be half at that time and then half for a total of $8 million on assisted living. And we understand that I'm not going to be one to say, you know, well, then it ends up being $10 million and you need more. I'm not going to say we did or didn't know that, because we don't know that. And I agree with that today. We said around about $8 million, and that's an estimate, and that's okay, because that's with a lot of projects right now. You know, we've gone from some projects from, you know, 14 million down to 5 million. So there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of fluctuation right now. So, you know, we're trying to work together and roll with it the best that we can, and continue to prioritize for this nation, the needs of our people for our nation. And that's what the Congress is committed to and will continue to do. And so, you know, we're going to ask for the information that we need to make good decisions. And whether or not, you know, that information is ever used, I can't really speak to that, because if someone asks for information and they've read it or not, you know, they're looking for certain things. And so I can't really speak to whether or not it's used, but I'm sure it is at some point, because they will have to vote on it. So, I believe that there was good work ahead of time, in understanding what some of the information sent over was. So I appreciate Second Speaker and, as the Appropriations Chair and our budget analyst, Jordan, in communicating with the controller and his team, and also chief and his staff prior to this session, so we could try to get it in legislative form and work through that. But I think that the controller did a good job, and the executive team, in discussing what those grants are for. So we will continue these conversations. And so I'm going to try to get us through this agenda so that we can begin our first meeting for the day. So thank you, everyone, and have a good day. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Second Speaker Rebar.
Before that, Speaker, if I could, I would like to move to amend the proclamation to include ONCA 22-02. And that's to amend 15 ONC 18-101 to establish Juneteenth as an official holiday of the Osage Nation in law, and to remove unnecessary language, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor.
Second.
And a second. To amend the proclamation, to add ONCA 2202, and notice was given by Second Speaker, by rule, and all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 2202 has been added to the proclamation.
Speaker, this is Rebar.
Yes, Second Speaker, go ahead.
Thank you, ma'am. I would like to also move to suspend the rules and modify the agenda to place ONCA 22-02 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and second to place on first reading on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right. Okay. Second Speaker, go ahead with ONCA 2202 on first reading.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in an act to amend 15 ONCA or ONC 18-101. To establish Juneteenth as an official holiday of the Osage Nation in law, and to remove unnecessary language, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. Could please continue?
I'd like to read in ONCA 22-03. An act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $857,819 to the executive branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read NONCA 2204, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $7,294,556 to the Wajaji Health Center and American Rescue Plan Act funds and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read in ONCA 2205, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $150,000 to the executive branch of the American Rescue Plan funds for purchase and installation of natural gas generators for each of the three villages, Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. I am reading in ONCA 2206, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $4 million to the Capital Asset Fund of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of land design, engineering, and land purchase for an assisted living facility and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2207, an act to amend ONCA 2198 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $92,012 to the Elder Nutrition Programs and American Rescue Plan Act funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. ONCA 2202 is assigned to government operations. ONCA 2203, government operations. ONCA 2204, health and social services. ONCA 2205, government operations. ONCA 2206, health and social services. And ONCA 2207 to health and social services. We are now in motions and notices.
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman, go ahead.
I'd like to notice that Health and Social Services Committee meeting will convene following the adjournment of this session.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee will meet this afternoon from 3:15 until 5.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay. There are no other motions or notices. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Till tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Second.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Say no. Okay, thank you. We are adjourned. I believe we stay on this line.
Stay on this feed and clerk will begin at 1.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Now go get something to eat, Angela. You got 5 minutes.
I know.
I've already had a cinnamon toast.